I'm the HR director of Keiko. And again, my name is Kim Hatfield, and I've been with the company about a year and a half now. So,
fortunately, my husband actually got assigned here. He's active duty military. So he got stationed at Fort Sam, which is right up the road. And so when I found out that this was like right up the road, I was like, wow, this is perfect. And I really enjoy the fact that we're very interested in the economical aspect of helping San Antonio grow. And that's what actually what brought us here. With San Antonio CPS, which is obviously the electrical company here in San Antonio, brought us Keiko here specifically for that reason, to expand workforce development. And we work a lot with not just workforce development, but with veteran associations. We go to a lot of recruiting seminars and that kind of thing, recruiting specifically veterans. Mm-hmm. In fact, we just hired two veterans. One started September, one started October, because I went specifically to a recruiting agency that just helped place veterans. So we do a lot with that also. And that's why 25% of our employees are veterans.
That's right. Okay, so could you tell me about your service history?
My service history. Oh, I was active duty for 15 years. I was in active duty Army in military intelligence. I was actually a Spanish linguist analyst, so that's what I did. My father was also retired military, so there's a lot of military in my family, and then I think I told you my husband is actually active duty currently stationed at Fort Sam. He's an officer. So during my time, I actually visited 22 countries. I have been all over the world. I love traveling. I tell everybody I should have been a flight stewardess, except for I get motion sickness. So I couldn't do that job. But so just so happened, there's a lot of history as far as military, not only in my family, but in my husband's family. So we enjoy what we do.
Nice.
And when I had to make a decision on staying in or retiring when I had my daughter, and so my husband stayed in, and I got out. So that's where that went.
Do you have any follow-up questions about the service history that came to mind?
Oh, you pretty much covered all of that.
Mm-hmm.
That was really well done. I don't.
Okay.
So as far as, working for Keiko, or why you got into solar, was
mm-hmm.
it because this company had such
a strong presence with the military?
Right, or was it more of like a solar initiative?
It's actually a combination of both, and that's a good question. I like the fact that we are concerned about the world and how, because my previous job, believe it or not, was in the oil and gas industry, which was completely different than this job. And so when I left that job because my husband got stationed here, that's when I decided, you know what, there's got to be a better way. For the future of our kids and our grandkids, what can we do to make this place be a better earth, as far as the earth is concerned, and the future of the world, if you want to put it like that. So there was a couple things that enticed me, and then I did find out that a lot of military is here. And obviously, since that's my job, partially my job, recruiting, then I thought that was, I want to be a part of that. During my tenure, as soon as I got out of the military, I've always been a part of or proponent of supporting military, not just because my husband was in. I've always gone to, in fact, that's where I'm going this afternoon, is I'm helping military transition to civilian jobs. And I'm going to be doing some mock interviews with some veterans this afternoon. And I do that once a month. I go and I do that. And I've always done that since I've been out, because I know how tough that transition is. So, yes, get back to answering your question. There was a couple dual-fold reasons why I chose this organization, and fortunately, they chose me.